Good afternoon. It's Bagels with Conversation. I was wondering about John Quinones today. John Quinones, if you don't know who he is, it was, and maybe still is, a CBS investigative reporter, traveled all over the world, did some great work. But John Quinones started a show on ABC called What Would You Do? What would you do? You know, he'd put you into a circumstance where with hidden cameras, kind of like that candid camera, but in today's world. And things would happen that they would stage, and then people they would capture on film. What would they do if the waiter, you know, threw something at you or made some, you know, comment about how heavy you are or disrespectful? What would you do if you heard it? And then they'd kind of do a couple of segments, and, you know, you'd see, well, some people did nothing. Some people stood up. Some people, you know, made their stand and said, you can't do that. That's not right. So the what would you do model actually came to a pharmacy that I was working in. It didn't happen the day I was there, but it was Cottage Pharmacy in Woodbury, New York. And I was working there one summer, a couple of years ago, and doing covering for some maternity leave for someone. And a friend of mine who worked there, Evelyn, says, tonight when you go home, I was working Sundays, you know, what would you do? Because Cottage Pharmacy is going to be on, what would you do? I said, well, what are you talking about? They came and they basically recorded and did an event, a show there. And it was about how there was a pharmacist who was so rude and so loud, you know, like called out, Mary Smith with the what medication or, you know, I mean, it was very funny, but it kind of isn't funny because sometimes those things happen when you are really not showing the HIPAA respect or just a personal attention to protect people's privacy. So I watched the show and, you know, it's funny, you know, because you're a pharmacist, you can kind of relate to what goes on. And what would you do if you had a pharmacist working for you who was doing that kind of really rude and obnoxious kind of behavior? And sadly, we do get a couple of people who over our career we'll work with. But that wasn't the thing about John Quinones that resonated with me. Because, again, it's a cute show. I watched a couple times, but, you know, it didn't really stick for me. But I went to a PISNY conference about, I guess it's now almost 4 years ago in Westchester. And John Quinones was one of the speakers in one of the general sessions. So I remember, I said, John, I remember you came to it. Oh, yeah, I remember that episode. And he got up and he was talking about kind of his world travels, because he really has quite the dossier of experiences worldwide and covering so many world events and on behalf of ABC News. And actually still have his business card because he gave it to me. And I did send him a thank you email after the PISNY conference. And he did respond, actually. But I was thinking about John Quinones today as I was online at TD Bank at the drive-thru window. And there was someone in front of me. And actually, you know, what's happening now is the ATM, for some reason, like the ATM says, well, we don't take cash. Well, what are you there for if you don't take cash? Only take checks. Well, I didn't have checks. I had cash. I needed to deposit because you got to pay some bills. Otherwise the bill, you know, the checks bounce. So I had to back up and then pull into, I didn't want to use those things with the tubes because it reminded me of working at the Seaford store at CVS. When I first went there, they had a tube drive-through window. Like, what? You know, anyway. So I didn't want to do the tube. So I backed up and I went behind, you know, three people who were lined up for the drive-through window. I said, hey, you know what? A real person. Isn't that nice? You want to connect with a real person. Of course, I had my mask. I'm sure she had a mask if I got up to the window. Everybody's got a mask. Everybody, except the one guy who came around who walked up to the ATM. I saw him putting his check in and he was standing there. He didn't drive up. I guess he went to the front of the bank because they're not even open. You have to do it by appointment only. And even the ATM, you know, the little area where you put your card in and you can go in by yourself. Well, that was closed too. I mean, it's crazy. You have to adapt to all this stuff. Anyway, I had to get the money in because the checks, I already wrote the checks. I want to make sure they don't bounce all over the place. So I get behind him, the third car. All right, then I'm counting. Then I'm the second car. Okay, all right, then there's one car in front of me. I'm ready. I'm next. I'm all set. I got my money and I got my debit card. I got, you know, the deposit slip filled out. I'm ready. And all of a sudden, we're going nowhere. And this car in front of me is just going nowhere. Now, what would you do? It was a John Quinones, you know, moment for me. I said, well, in the pre-COVID days, I would be on the horn. Hello, come on, you know, it's like 15 minutes. What are you doing? You know, refinancing your house? You know, this is an in and out thing. The drawer comes out, you put your money in, you take your money out. You know, this isn't rocket science. But I didn't do that. I just sat there crazy because I have no life. You know, whatever. I'm just going to come home and do a podcast, or have another couple of conference calls later today with students and a couple of opportunities for COVID testing. It's all good. But I didn't have to rush. There was no rush in my life. I can't have rush in my life because I just don't move fast enough to rush. So I just sat there and I counted 14 transactions that went on through the tube and the ATM, people driving up, 14, while I'm still sitting there. And I thought of John Quinones, what would I do? In the old days, someone would have heard from Ken about what the heck is going on. But I just sat there. And finally, she drove away. I pulled up to the window, and in the pre-COVID days, you know, be the John Quinones moment that I had today, what would I do? Is I really would have been quite annoyed and made something to the effect of, you know, with all due respect, miss, you know, you as a human being can't even keep up. You know, there were 14 transactions. What the hell are you doing? Can I see your supervisor? But it was a John Quinones moment for me. What would I do? And I didn't do that. I said, hi, how you doing today? I bet you're having a tough day, but that's okay. I'm going to make it easier for you. And I didn't see her smile because she was wearing a mask. But if you look closely, I'm picking up, and this is kind of facial expression 101. When you smile, you know, part of the eye, you know, the corner of the eye moves. You know, that you know, you can see something in your face, on your another part of your face, has to move because you're smiling. And I know I got a smile. And I'm sure it meant something for her because she said, thank you. You don't know how much that means to me today. And I said, well, that's okay. We're all just kind of doing the best we can. So all I want to do is put this money into the bank so that my wife doesn't yell at me because she bought stuff and I have to pay for it. And she said, fine. And I said, well, you know, I don't have my account number on the deposit slip. Is that going to be okay? She said, that's fine. I'll fill it in for you. So it was just kind of a John Quinones moment, because in the post-COVID world, there are going to be moments like that every single day of your life. I do a Romeo Club, Retired Old Men Eating Out podcast with my friend Mark Krasner. I do it Monday nights, and we just get on. We have a laugh. He's a riot. And I don't mean a riot like we're having now. He's just funny. He's got a great perspective. He's a lawyer, and he's got so many stories. And we just one of my lifelong oldest friends. And we just talk. We talk. It's Retired Old Men, you know, eating out. We touched on a little politics, but we don't really go deep into it. How do you go deep into what happened yesterday? It's just you just can't even. What? Really? That's, you know, okay. Anyway, so we're just having this dialogue about life in general on the Romeo Club. So I just had to ask him, Mark, what's changed in the world with COVID? So much has changed, but what's the same? And where do we have to go from this? And I said, I think we have to say thank you more. I think, and look at what we're doing to appreciate our first responders, our healthcare workers, our postal workers, our doctors, our nurses, whatever. We're saying thank you because they're putting their lives on the line. We're like, this is like the military. Thank you for your service. So I've been putting thank you into everything I do. And only because everyone's entitled, he says, no. I think that thank you is too trivial now. He says, when people do things that they should be doing anyway, there's no need to say thank you. And again, that was Mark, and Mark is great, and everybody's got an opinion. And I said, okay, that's how you do it. But I don't think there's ever going to be a better time and a more important time and a more critical time to say thank you more than you ever did before. Thank you to the person who brings you the curbside bagel, you know, with cream cheese. Thank you. And some could say, well, it's his job. He's getting paid to do it. Yes, he is. Thank you. I called Joe Violano, my pharmacist at CVS today, who was off yesterday, to thank him for preparing a prescription for my granddaughter, Leia, for vitamins that he looked out for because they were on back order. He wasn't even there, but he called in and he said to Kathy, the techie, says, when the cardinal order comes in, you know, make sure that that Leia Lerner's vitamins are done, because Ken said he's going to pick up his prescriptions, and I know he's going to want to do something nice for his granddaughter. This is him telling her, or speaking to her. I didn't tell him to do it. I didn't say call Kathy on your day off to make sure Leia's vitamins are ready when I pick it up. So today, and I don't want to bother him on his day off, because a day off from retail pharmacy is about the most precious thing you could have in your life at this point. So I don't want to bother him. But today I called him. Joe, how are you doing? Joe, I can tell in your voice, you're having a tough day. Well, they're saying that there are people marching on Merrick Road and they're heading east. And every store I worked in was on Merrick Road West Islip to East Islip to Lindenhurst to Merrick to Seaford to all of them. So they're marching. And he's concerned that as a retailer in that on that pathway, that perhaps, hopefully, it doesn't turn into something that is vandalous or a problem or coming into the store. You know, so, you know, you can only hide behind the counter so much as a pharmacist. If you don't really want to do consultation, you never have to come out there. You can just fill prescription. But again, if God forbid there's something that occurs, and I God, you know, hope help us that it doesn't happen. But I called him, first of all, to thank him for taking care of Leia's thing. I said, Joe, call me later. Just call me later. You know, work until 5, call me later. You know, let's just talk later. I just want to know that you're okay. And I want to thank you, really, for what you did yesterday, because Emily was very happy that she could get. Because when you split the medication, you know, which there's the vitamin and the fluoride, it's on back order, the doctor says, all right, just give them one of each. Well, you know, if you're not the mommy who's dealing with the kid who says, no, I'm not taking that one of each. I don't want that. And then you got a problem. But here, Joe Violano helped that problem. He's the concierge approach to pharmacy. That's why he is what he is. Anyway, so kudos to John Quinones. John, you should do a COVID-19 series, because everything has changed with COVID-19. But for me, damn it, I'm going to say thank you all the time. So thank you, listeners of Bagels With. Bagels With is the kind of new culture of our conversations. You know, it's not a podcast. It's not a stat report. It's not it's not anything but Bagels With. You want to have a bagel with me? You want to listen? You want to sit down? You want to talk? You want to bitch me? You know, that's okay. So it's Bagels With Ken Sternfeld, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great day.